for every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good afternoon. It is currently 3:09, and I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. And here in the studio today, I'm joined by Navy Petty Officer First Class Shai LaGroff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Shai, what are we going to be covering this hour?
So today we are actually going to be talking about some of the sexual assault prevention and response events that we have going on throughout the month of April around base. And yeah, I'm really excited to share it with you.
Stay tuned. We've got it all coming your way. Up next is Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. For all that. So there's a lot of sexual assault awareness and prevention events happening this month. Can you tell me about Teal Tuesdays and the Tabling Tuesdays that happen throughout the month of April?
Yes, absolutely. So Teal Tuesdays are great because you can easily participate in this one. All you have to do is wear teal clothing or ribbons to show your support for survivors of sexual assault. This helps to promote open dialogue and action to prevent sexual assault. Talk to your command victim advocate if you would like a ribbon, or swing by the Fleet and Family Support Center. And for the Tabling Tuesdays, you can stop by the commissary on NAS1 to visit the resource table to learn about the SAPR program and pick up some swag.
Thank you for letting us know about those events and the support of SAPR program. Also, there's one thing I think a lot of people would find very helpful. So can you tell me about the Yin Yoga Wednesdays?
So Yin Yoga Wednesdays is tailored to help you improve your strength, flexibility, and balance with a trauma-informed yoga instructor. You will also learn about resources offered at NAS Sigonella and meet some of your SAPR victim advocates. Everyone is welcome to attend this event, and it's happening next Wednesday, April 9th at 4:30 at the NAS1 Gym in the aerobics room.
I think everyone can use a little yoga in their life, but I'm not quite sure what a trauma-informed yoga instructor is.
If you go on Wednesday, you'll find out.
Hey, that's a good point. But we have a couple more events like this coming on Thursday that include One Small Act and Troop Time. Can you tell us about what the SAPR program is doing with these?
So One Small Act is happening this upcoming Thursday, April 10th. And it serves as a prevention effort. So this one's really easy to participate in also, because all you have to do is tell us what you will do to help prevent sexual violence with your One Small Prevention Act. You simply take a photo, post it to the Fleet and Family Support Center Facebook page in support of SAPR. Be sure to include our hashtag, which is #prevent. And for Troop Time, as you know, we are pairing up with the USO next Thursday at 11. So join the USO for their weekly events with games and snacks, and you'll also learn about the SAPR program and meet some even more of our amazing advocates. It's going to be a really great time.
It sounds like there's going to be a lot of events that our community can participate in next week. And thank you so much for telling us about everything. And when we come back, we'll have more to talk about with Ellen One to discuss the SAPR program. Here's Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner. If I could write, I'd die for you. So we talked a lot about the upcoming events with SAPR, but I think it's also important that we talk about the SAPR program. What information do you have for our listeners?
So first, I want to start with a statistic. Did you know that there were almost 9,000 reports by service members in 2023? Also, about 70% of cases go unreported. So that's about 30,000 sexual assaults that potentially happened in the year 2023. There are a lot of reasons why someone may not report. They could, you know, fear of being blamed, blaming themselves, afraid that they won't be believed, or they may believe it will affect their career. The SAPR program is committed to eliminating sexual assault in the military and promoting force readiness. The DoD is pursuing an approach of integrated primary prevention aimed at stopping harmful behaviors in the military community before they occur. SAPR's approach to preventing sexual assault required a personal commitment from every service member. Everyone plays a key role in prevention and fostering healthy military communities.
Thank you for sharing that information about the SAPR program. It takes community to prevent sexual assault. Can you tell me about the two reporting options victims have?
Yes, so there are two reporting options. You have unrestricted and restricted reporting. Both options allow service members who experience sexual assault to exercise control over how and when to engage with resources. Victim advocates are available 24/7.
Yes, and as a junior sailor myself, I think it's important to understand the importance of the SAPR program, as well as the reporting options. I know we have a lot more to talk about dealing with the SAPR program when we come back, so stick around to hear more from LN1. Here's Sorry, I'm Here for Someone Else by Benson and Boone. I'm sorry. During our last break, we talked about the SAPR program, so now I want to shift focus to you. Can you tell me about what a SAPR advocate does?
Yes, so SAPR victim advocates connect victims with support and care services, including medical, counseling, and advocacy from a victim-centered approach. The DOD is committed to providing support and resources that are trauma-informed, responsive to need, appropriate to circumstances, and recovery-oriented to all who report sexual assault. This approach ensures that warfighters and others in the military community who have been affected by sexual assault receive the protections to which they are entitled and supported through an integrated network of care.
Thank you for telling me the role of a SAPR victim advocates play in the process. I think that being able to provide support to victims is crucial in their recovery, and I think it's important that someone knows that they have someone to help them guide through all the process. And this brings me to the next question is, why did you become a SAPR advocate?
That's a really great question. So I've been in the Navy for about 8 years now, and almost everybody that I've met throughout my career, either they know somebody or, you know, they have been a victim of sexual assault. And I truly believe I'm in the pursuit of just trying to help people as much as I possibly can. And knowledge really is power. So having gone through the training I've gone through and being able to give training on resources and just letting people know where they can go, that's been such a huge benefit for me in my life and in my career. So that's why I became a victim advocate. And also through my training, like, it's not always about how to report sexual assault, but, you know, the big focus is prevention and, you know, helping people identify, you know, negative behaviors, sexual harassment in the workplace, just the small stuff that really adds up over time. And, you know, that creates that toxic environment where sexual assault can occur. I like being the person that just shuts that behavior down and then also encouraging others and empowering them to do it as well.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I know how important it is that we have victim advocates like you in our community to support our military members. So finally, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yes. If you ever need to seek assistance here in Sigonella, you can contact the 24/7 hotline at 335-642-8312. I will say it again, 335-642-8312. There will always be a victim advocate to provide assistance.
And I just want to say thank you so much for coming into the studio this afternoon to share information about the upcoming events, the SAPR program, and a role the SAPR victim advocate plays. I do hope you have an amazing day.
Thank you. I do as well.
If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.